Hi, and welcome to the Healthy Families YYC podcast. I'm Dr. Lindsay Nealon. I'm a chiropractor, a mom of four, and founder of Healthy Families Chiropractic here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Healthy Families YYC podcast. I'm excited to share today's episode with you because we are in October, and here that means Thanksgiving. Gratitude is something I practice daily, and Thanksgiving seems to be a gentle reminder to pause and appreciate. So today we're going to talk through the lessons that I've learned by practicing gratitude. Each night before bed, Mick, my husband, and I share three things we're grateful for. It's become a ritual. Sometimes it's big things like I'm celebrating a milestone. Most nights it's quite simple, like I'm grateful for my morning coffee, or I'm grateful for the kids helping with dishes. During Thanksgiving, I feel like gratitude takes on a deeper meaning. It becomes less about the practice and more about celebrating the life that we already have. How do you see a glass that's filled halfway? Is it half empty or half full? Both are right. Both are true. The glass is still the same, but the lens we are looking through is what changes. Gratitude chooses half full. Instead of focusing on what's missing, it trains our mind to notice what's present, what's working, and what's beautiful. You know those people that lead with the negative stuff going on with their life? Or when they tell a story about someone, they share their weakness instead of their power? We all have them in our lives. I used to be one of them. I feel like this is something that we can mindfully change. In a busy season like Thanksgiving, we might feel stretched thin by family, cooking, or travel. Gratitude becomes a grounding anchor. It reminds us to shift from "this feels overwhelming" to "look at all of this that I get to be a part of." It makes a big impact. Circumstances don't change, but our perception does. What if the obstacles in our lives were the detours in the right direction? What if? What if the obstacles were detours? How would that change the way we reacted to the struggle? Our power lies in our ability to shift our perception. Imagine that same cup. Whether you see it as half empty or half full is entirely up to us. Gratitude gives us the power to reframe it. Gabby Bernstein is one of my favorite teachers. She believes, and I agree with her, that when we choose to look at life through a lens of love, peace, grace, and compassion, that's when we begin to experience the miracles that life has to offer. My wish for all of us is that there is always potential and purpose behind the views we choose, and that we intentionally choose that lens that gifts us that. Gratitude is a vibrational shift. Gratitude acts like a reset button. It's one of the fastest ways we can shift our own energy. When we choose gratitude, even in the tough moments, we're not changing our mindset. We're actually literally shifting our vibrational frequency. We become a magnet for positivity, peace, and possibility. It's like flipping a switch from fear to love, from stuck to flow. Science backs this up. Studies show that gratitude lowers stress, improves sleep, and builds resilience. Deepak Chopra also reminds us gratitude doesn't just shift our emotions, it actually heals us. It calms stress hormones, supports immune functions, and nourishes the body and the mind. Gratitude becomes more than just a feel-good practice. It becomes a state of healing. Many experts describe emotions on a continuum between fear and love. Fear sits on one end, resonates with like the yucky stuff, contraction, heaviness, survival, shame, judgment. Love sits on the other end. It's all the feel-good stuff. It's expansion, trust, worthiness, and connection. Our state of mind and our energy typically falls somewhere along that continuum. It's important to remember that we can't be at both ends at the same time. We can't live in fear and love at the same time. We either get to choose one or the other. When we choose gratitude, we move ourselves closer to love and all of the good stuff that comes along with it. I choose love, and that's why ending my day with gratitude feels like putting your heart to sleep wrapped in a blanket of thankfulness. And on this Thanksgiving weekend, falling asleep with gratitude feels like the true celebration of the season. Gratitude builds connection and love. Gratitude becomes even more powerful when it's shared. Gabby talks about something she calls the appreciation game. In stressful moments, she chooses to focus on something she can appreciate, and then she shares it with others. When we share our gratitude with someone else, it doesn't just change how we feel inside. It strengthens our relationships and invites them into our heart space. During Thanksgiving, many family and friends have the tradition of sharing what they're thankful for around the dinner table. Whether you're on FaceTime from afar or sitting around the kitchen table, this is a simple tradition that changes the energy of the room. You can feel it instantly. Gratitude as the ultimate state of receiving. Dr. Joe Dispenza, love Joe Dispenza, offers this insight. Gratitude is the ultimate state of receivership. When we truly feel gratitude, not just by saying thanks on autopilot, but like allowing yourself to feel it, really feel it, we open ourselves to receive. We're signaling to our life, our body, even the universe that we are ready for more good. By embodying gratitude right now, we already are living in a state of receiving, and that magnetizes even more abundance into our lives. Let's practice it together. Wherever you are, think of three things that you're grateful for today. They don't have to be big. It could be a smile or the warmth of your coffee or simply this moment to pause. Think of three things. Hold those gratitudes in your heart. Feel them. Seriously, really feel them and let them shift your energy right now. That feels so good. So this Thanksgiving season, let gratitude be more than a holiday ritual. Let it be a practice that shifts your state, deepens your connections, and raises your energy so that you're open to all the good that life has to offer. Let gratitude be your superpower. Don't let it end with the holiday weekend. Keep the practice alive. Pair it with bedtime or first thing in the morning. Write it in a journal. Share it at the dinner table. Whatever works for you. When gratitude becomes a daily rhythm, Thanksgiving isn't just another day. It becomes a way of life, a lens that lets you find good even in the most ordinary, messy, complicated days. If you would like to learn more or read more about gratitude and the art of receiving, I recommend checking out Gabby Bernstein. She's one of my favorites. She's written a ton of books and has a podcast. Dr. Joe Dispenza, you can take a course from him. I do his meditations most mornings. Tosha Silver is my feel-good girl to go to when I need a different perspective on something I may think that sucks. And Deepak Chopra, he's a legend. As we close, I'd like to share three things I'm thankful for. I'm grateful for the family traditions that bring us together. My family's my world. I'm grateful for Healthy Families Community. And I'm grateful for the reminder that even in the most ordinary moments, life is truly a blessing. Thank you for joining me on the Healthy Families YYC podcast today. From my family to yours, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for joining me on the Healthy Families YYC podcast. To learn more or book a visit, head to healthyfamilieschiropractic.ca or find us on Instagram at healthyfamiliesyyc. You can always DM us as well. We'd love to know how you're doing. Until next time, stay kind, stay connected, keep smiling.